Eamon Clark, of course, for 2012. Looking forward to another Donegal, but it's on a different level for you now this year.
It certainly is, Oisin. It's totally different. Well, I've been Chief Marshal for a couple of years now, but I've just done the head of it the year now. And looking forward to the challenge, and it's been a challenge from the start. Like, we had a lot of work to put on. Unexpectedly, didn't expect it at the time what I was bringing myself onto, but again, I'm there now. We're getting down to the wire on it.
Here at the press launch, you emphasise it's all about the team, it's not Eamon McGee.
Well, it's never about Eamon. Like, every team, like, you know, you have somebody, but it's the people that you have on the ground, the people you have working for you. You know, from we have, like, over the weekend, we'll be putting out something like 400 marshals, timekeepers, radio people. They, you know, and the team that's on the road, and the team that's been on the road this last couple of months, getting the whole thing into place. It's just not just about Eamon McGee. It's about the Donegal Motor Club and its people and its helpers that's in there.
Yeah. Obviously, a huge entry in the event, as there always is, and I suppose Donegal this year is different to the rest, given it's a 3-day event, and that's something that the competitors wanted, Eamon.
That seemed to be the feedback we were getting over a period of time, that, you know, everybody else seemed to be cutting back, always back to 1 day. Killarney's 2 days yet, but Donegal has always been the 3-day. It's been the party week in Raleigh, and that, and everybody wants to come and do the 3 days, like, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's a testament to what we have there again on the entry list. You know, you have all the top drivers in Ireland and some of the UK drivers coming over to do the event.
Yeah, not many rallies now can fill their top 10 with WRCs and the current economic climate we're in, Eamon.
Well, that's for sure. Like, you know, when you look at the quality of drivers there, you know, any one of that 10 there could turn around on the day. If they get a better luck on the weekend, they could be potential winners, you know. Yeah. Like, you know, but you have good big names in there. You know, you have Darren Glass, young Darren's going mighty well all year. Young O'Riordan's hot on his heels, you know. Like, you know, I've watched them on Galway and Killarney, and them. They've been going hard, you know. And young Gary been out in a Group N car now. He's going to start mixing with the big boys, like, which he always has been, but, like, he's going in a more powerful car this time, you know.
And obviously, just outside of that, we've got the national rally cars, which we're running, the Mark IIs, which are always entertaining cars, and there's a lot of locals involved here in the mix.
The Mark IIs and the modified section of Donegal has always been the king of the hill. Whoever comes to Donegal can hold his head up for the rest of the year. Like, he won Donegal, and this year has not been any different. Like, with the entry that's in there, class 14 and some of the class 13 men, you know, it's unbelievable the gathering of men that's in there at the moment.
They're all on the entry list to tackle 3 days of hard rallying and some very exciting stages. There's been a couple of changes to the route this year, especially in the Friday, Eamon.
Again, what I set out to do, when you go back to the economical times, you know, I try to cut down the road miles and try and make it compact as you can for them for the 3 days. So we run in three stages. First one, 5 mile out the road from Letigenny here into Manor Cunningham, the first stage in the morning. We're running back of what we would know as Clifford stage, second one out, and then we're going down to Moody Hill and Buncrana to go on to do the service in Buncrana for the week. We do them twice, and then we're doing the tradition or the town stage again,
yeah,
as last year. Like,
I'm sure it was a very easy decision for the committee involved to stick with Buncrana for another year, given the success was there last year.
It has been successful, and it's something that you bring the rally to the spectators. You know, you you can have stages all over the place, but, like, you know, when you can bring so much action to a big audience of people in a short space of time, that seems to be the thing. And it worked last year, and hopefully it'll work again this year.
And then on the Saturday, we have a new stage fired in there where Trent Determine, Kilmacrennan area. So it's something new for the guys to tackle.
We're always looking for new land, and we looked out, and Yardland's been there. Like, I don't think it's talking to Rory and people that been rally, and I think it was maybe 80s, 90s that would have been used in the Harvest Rally, some parts of it, but, like, it's totally new stage, and it's something different that we hope to bring, you know, shake the whole thing up away. But, like, you know, and it's a good stage, it's a good flat flowing stage, so I hope they do enjoy it.
And then the afternoon, the two Titanic stages, They're famous all over the world at this stage. We've got Knockalla and Fannett Head, two serious tests for the competitors.
Well, you know, that's what, again, that's the kind of, you know, you take Knockalla would be one of the best known stages in Western Europe at the moment. Like, you know, as far as rally car is concerned, it's a challenge for any man to go up the hill in Knockalla, you know, and even down, coming down the back is a lot more challenging for some of them. But again, you know, there's a good, there are 2 20-kilometre stages, like, you know, and it's whoever comes out on the Saturday evening, the Saturday or the there, should be well on his way to overall position.
And then on to the Sunday, Eamon, we've got the stage which is very close to your home, and we've got the traditional finish now, which has become Atlantic Drive.
Aye, well, it has been, but the first stage in the morning, Sunday morning, is the Glen stage, and we're running into Glen, and it's one of the things that's been in the past. Have been, when you're spectating in Glen, a WRC car or something coming down through the trees, Marshall whistle blowing, like them coming into the village, it's some buzz about it. Yeah. Like, so, and you know, and we're running then at the first stage, going to Port Lake, as close as I could get to home, like, so without going too far. So Port Lake's a good another 20-kilometer stage, good test for the drivers. And again, as you said, coming back into the drive, you know, many's event was won and lost on the drive in the last stage, so it's always a good way to finish the event.
Safety is always paramount with Donegal Motor Club. We've had our difficulties and our tragedies here in the county, and most recently there has been a motorsport accident where unfortunately 2 people lost their life in Cavan. Safety is up there with Donegal Motor Club, and it's your job and your team around you to make sure that everybody gets home safe at the weekend. Eamon,
we have a plan in place, a safety plan that has to be adhered to at all costs, you know, but safety is as far as the most important thing, you know, and I would appeal to the spectators and people that to abide by the marshals. And if they tell, you know, if they tell them that they're not in a safe place, please move or don't, you know, abide with whatever instructions that they give them. Like, you know.
Because marshals is the first port of call when it comes to safety on the stage, and they're there for a reason, and as much help as possible as accepted with the motor club, and you're always looking for people to come on board and give a hand over the weekend.
Well, that we want as many, anybody that would feel that they'll be available to for the weekend, we would certainly take all the help we can get, because to make sure that we as run to the safety and the best way that we can run the event.
Just like the competitors, they need quite a few factors to come into play to win Donegal, but from an officiating side of things, there's a lot of factors that you need to come into play to make sure that Donegal is a successful rally.
Oh, that's for sure. Like, we have a big team of people out there, and I'd like to thank all the people that are on the team, and people, you know, that's out there doing their wee bit for a thing. And you know, one of the things that you need to look at, Oisin, is you have 3 days event in the way. It's a big event for Donegal, but without that, without the cooperation of the people that live on the route, the residents, they're the most important people of the whole lot. And I would like to thank them sincerely for allowing us to come on for their 3 days, and you know, put up with us, like, but you know, they put up with a lot of inconvenience and stuff like that for the road. They're closed on, like, you know, and then one thing or another for the weekend. I'd just like to sneer thanks to all people on the route for what they for the weekend.
Finally, are you excited about being COC for the weekend? Are you excited for Donegal 2012?
I would be looking forward to it, looking forward to the challenge, looking forward to get out there and get, like every the competitors, you know, you're nervous for the first thing, but once you get sitting in the car, you get down the stage, get the first stage up and running, hopefully get sitting and get enjoyed at the end of the day, get everybody home safe.
Good morning and the best of luck, mate.
Right, come on.